Good morning. It's a meeting of the Full and Conduit Commission, Thursday, November 21st, 2019. It's 10:02 a.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, Basement Conference Room. First matter. Oh, sorry. Before you, the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti Ferrer, T.J. Shea, and Steve Linkowskis. First matter. Public Works. Come to Public Works.
Come on up, please. Thank you. Good morning. Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Sure. Jerry Friedman, DPW, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N.
And this is for the Bishop Allen Drive project.
Yep.
Do you know if this work is going to be done at night?
No.
Okay.
Yep.
Jerry, do we know when this is going to happen?
The work in Mass Ave is happening pretty soon over the winter and the spring. That's part of wrapping that up. The work on Bishop Allen Drive also this winter.
And we're working with Ed. Ed Mittige, he calls us all the time, so we're in pretty close contact with what's going on over there. Motion to approve.
What's typical?
No, I don't need any permits because we've gone through all that. So we just continue the coordination with them. It's fine.
Yep, great.
Works for me.
Okay.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Great.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Comcast for 400 Main Street, place new Comcast manhole over existing conduit on Carlton to access the conduit from newly placed manhole trench westerly, 29 feet, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit to the property line of 400 Main.
Good morning. Could you please state your name for the record and spell your last name?
Good morning. Anthony Gattolaro, V as in Victor, A-T-A-L-A-R-O.
Thank you. And for you'll also be here for petitions 3 and 4.
Correct. So this was continued for a DPW site visit.
Mm-hmm.
I uploaded this as a revised drawing.
We met with Jim
and Ted Bulger.
Yeah.
And they asked that we trench from the existing manhole as opposed to putting one over the existing conduit. So they okayed that new pathway. Right. Is there any other, would you be giving service on the other side of the street there, those other buildings? I'm just wondering if, I know they eliminated the structure.
So there is a manhole in the middle of the street. They've prepped all that. They're placing all those conduits
for
future buildings.
Okay.
This building 400 just wasn't part of the new project, the SOMA project. So, and they just ordered the service, so that's why it got missed.
No issues there, huh?
So basically we'd be changing the route as well, yes.
Eliminating the manhole.
Yes.
Well, not eliminating the manhole, so it's not adding a new one.
Well, he was proposing the first go around to add a manhole.
Oh, yeah. All right. Granted based on amended or motion to approve based on amended plan.
That's wrong.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Typical conditions?
Yes.
And then just make a notation to the staff that the record will have to be changed because the applicant can no longer change it, so the route has to be changed in accordance to what's in the revised plan.
I
Comcast for 980 Memorial Drive. Place the new 4x4 Comcast manhole over existing conduit on University Road. Trench southwesterly 87 feet to the property line of 980 Memorial Drive, installing two 4-inch PVC conduits.
So this is obviously a guaranteed street. We did meet with Jaya, and my fiber group was supposed to locate the conduit. They haven't been able to do that, so I don't have an accurate location for the manhole.
We paved over that, correct?
That's the one up on the corner of Bennett.
Yeah.
They will need to expose that. I think there's a DPW permit in for that.
Yeah.
So I'm fine if this one's continued.
Why not use the existing manhole?
So the existing manhole, we determined that turns into 14 University Road, okay, well before 980, and then 14 University feeds 975 through a parking garage. So we would have to trench that whole street.
We just paved it.
Yeah. I don't know if they're prepared to repave it curb to curb.
Why 2 4-inch?
That could be a typo. I would think they'd only need one.
So, motion to continue.
To determine proper number of conduits and also location of manhole and route. So basically to amend the entire application?
Yes, yes. I'm still waiting for answers, so.
Okay. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Comcast for 1416 Clinton Street from pole 9 on Clinton, property owner to trench 8 feet in the public way to private property line at 1416 Clinton, installing 1 2-inch PVC conduit.
So this is for the homeowner to go from aerial service to underground service. And Comcast, we are assisting them with the trenching work to get to the property.
Minimal excavation.
It's all sidewalk work, yes.
Which is it? Yeah. Typical conditions.
Typical conditions.
Right. Motion to approve typical conditions.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
R.H. White Construction for 43 Brookford Street, excavate and lay 4-inch schedule 40 PVC underground conduit from pole to northeast corner of building for DS2 phone line cable to be installed by Verizon.
Good morning. Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Chris Cheney, C-H-E-N-E-Y. This is a new service. There's an existing phone service that went to a building that we had demoed. And the phone service is still on the same pole. This is just to go underground, about 7 feet through the sidewalk and the public way where we already did a permanent power conduit, and then continue across the private property for Eversource. So Eversource would be the end user on it. Verizon will pull the cable after the conduit's installed.
This is a permanent service, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Has Eversource already installed the conduit for the property?
The permanent power, we went through the conduit and pull, and we have the permit that's installed. I think Eversource Electric is putting the cable or connecting that soon, but the conduit for this is not installed yet.
Because you have to have Verizon apply and petition for this.
We had asked Verizon that, and they said that it was Eversource's responsibility since they're the end user for it, and Eversource, of course, we're the contractor, they passed it on to us.
but I can...
They're conduit, they own it.
Okay.
So they need to apply.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I originally tried the same thing, but yeah. I'll push that along.
Yeah, because down the road, when as far as dig safe and everything else, if sidewalk gets dug up, they have to own that conduit from the property to anything in the public way.
Yep, that's understandable. Okay.
So I would motion to deny. And you have to refer to Verizon.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, a quick question for that property also. You're looking to put a fire alarm cable in that building also?
Right, master
plan. And do you have a right-of-way that leaves the other end of the property that goes to Magoon Street?
No, not necessarily. We can work through that with the landowner for Magoon Street side. Right now, the only right-of-way to go down Mass Ave is what I had last heard.
So you don't have any gas piping or anything that goes out towards Whittemore?
Oh, yeah, they do have gas piping that crosses.
So they must have some sort of an easement?
Right away around, yeah.
Because I believe the fire circuit is on Magoon at Whittemore.
Okay.
Rather than, there isn't a fire circuit on Brookford, so
I'd have to go all the way up to Mass Ave through Brookford.
Yeah, we don't even know if we can get down the street, so,
okay.
I mean, just for your own information, if you have an easement that goes out towards Whittemore, you should propose a 2-inch.
Okay.
So go out that way to the property line, then the city would pick it up from there.
And you've been working with Jim Mollison?
Tom Brandy and okay. In my department, he handles all the fire alarms.
Okay, I'll coordinate with them.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Harvard University for 109 Irving Street. Harvard will be installing fiber optic cable from Verizon pole number 33 to 109 Irving from pole 33, running the fiber optic cable back to 45 Francis Street.
Good morning, Mark O'Brien, Harvard, O-S-V-B-R-I-E-N.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'm sorry, that was pole 33 on Irving?
Yeah,
and from
right
where?
On the corner, Irving and Bryant.
And that's coming from where?
45 Francis Andover Hall. We've got a cable. We ran a cable from 45 Francis to 61 Kirkland. So we've got a license to be on the poles there. So.
So all you're running is a cable across the street here?
Well, I want to run the cable from the pole into the house, and I'd like to bring it all the way back on my strand to 45 Francis.
And you're currently on those other poles?
Yep.
Licensed on?
Yes.
And those are the ones on which street again?
Irving and Bryant, and then Francis.
Okay. So you have a cable on Bryant to pole 33, and you're just looking to go from 33 overhead into the building there?
Yes.
Okay. So motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do you need a electrical permit?
No.
Okay.
No.
No permit. Okay.
No utility permit. No, if it's just from that's on the, you might need obstruction for him.
Need obstruction permit.
Yeah. Okay.
DPW.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You just add there the DPW obstruction permit.
That's all they need?
There's no excavation.
No excavation.
It's all overhead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Before you follow, just since we're doing NSTAR, let's do all of NSTAR's acceptance of reservation stuff first. So here.
NSTAR?
And just, I don't know if the petition numbers are there, but maybe to say how many of those are missing. Here they are.
NSTAR, acceptance without reservation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
16. So we have 16 petitions that were granted, and we have yet to receive the acceptance without reservation affidavit, which is required by Cambridge Municipal Code 15.16170.
Yeah, we've been working with our legal department. The issue, we have no problem accepting the location. What our issue is accepting future amendments of any of the laws without seeing them. You know, we don't mind accepting if we could just reserve the right to contest any future amendments to existing ordinances or statutes going forward. It's tough to blindly admit to agree to something without seeing what it is.
I mean, I think my issue here is that prior to us going into Viewpoint and prior to this commission amending the application, NSTAR would sign acceptance without reservation affidavits and submit them with the application even before our vote. So I'm not sure what your legal department is squawking about now. And quite frankly, as they know as lawyers, if there's any change in the law, they have a right to sue and do something about it after the fact. I mean, we are not the creators of the municipal code. We are not a legislative body, we are a quasi-judicial body, but we're not the legislative body for the city of Cambridge. So any changes in the laws in terms of the municipal ordinance or even state or federal laws, that wouldn't be us. But there is an ordinance which requires you to file these affidavits, and if you don't file them within a certain period of time, the revocation of the grant is our next step. So that's where we're at now.
I believe the acceptances that we signed prior to the system were different. They didn't have the additional language in here for us to agree to future amendments without seeing them. I believe it's been expanded since the prior ones.
The acceptance without reservation affidavit that's built in is exactly the same one as was before.
This form is exactly the same?
Completely different.
I did go back and look at some
and
of the
just prior
ones.
And just to let you know, Rick is a lawyer also.
I'm not an NSTAR lawyer.
The ordinance says written acceptance without reservation of the location of such poles, ducts, conduits, manholes, or other fixtures, and of all the conditions, terms, and provisions contained in the order and the ordinances of the city and future amendments thereof. So that's how the ordinance reads. If you have an issue with it, sue the city of Cambridge. I'm not sure what to tell you at this point.
Would you have an issue if we accepted it and reserved our rights to contest any future amendments? As part of our signature?
I mean that would be a legal question for the city solicitor. That wouldn't be for us.
Okay.
We can work something out.
I think the intent of what we want to do is we're on board with. We just don't want to sign away some future rights that we may have, depending on what comes down the road in the ordinances, by pre-agreeing to something. So, if we get an answer on that, then we'll just go forward with signing them with the reservation of future rights.
I mean, I think all of this could have been submitted when you were asked for the submission of the acceptance without reservation, and we wouldn't be here at this point.
At this point,
what's before the commission is either giving an extension on this while we get an answer from the city solicitors or voiding the grant as we're required to do per ordinance.
I would prefer the former.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So the motion would be to what?
To either void.
Yes.
Or to defer taking action on this until next month.
That's provided
that we get clarification from the city solicitor's office. If we don't get clarification from the city solicitor's office, then we'd have to take the vote again next month and decide whether we further defer or whether we void the grant.
And in the meantime, we could submit what we have with the reservations on them to the city. And that way they're the town's council can see exactly where we're coming from.
Seems adequate.
So defer?
Defer.
Okay, so we'll defer. We'll provide you that time. We'll submit whatever you give us to the city solicitor's office for review.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
another housekeeping issue. When your petitions are heard, you have 60 days to start the project without a request in writing to extend, and that has not been done. And that's an issue because we're getting requests to do jobs that the grant was heard almost a year prior.
So and sometimes the customer doesn't pay.
Well, that's.
Yeah.
I mean, someone else might not live there. You know, abutters move, come and go. So now we have public hearings that we're supposed to notify abutters, and they have a say on what's going on out there.
So I can understand that, yeah. Especially even if you have another grant come along 12 months later.
Yeah, they can't hang out there. They need to be, something needs to be moved on within 60 days, whether a request for extension.
Who do we put that into?
I believe you could download
it. The Poland Conduit Commission, yeah. There's
viewpoint. Could it go into directly into viewpoint? It would have to be accepted, well approved by...
By the commission.
Right.
Yeah, so you submit a request. You can either do it through your record or you can submit it to our general email for the Poland Conduit Commission, and then it gets put on before the board, and then the board approves whether or not to grant you. We had this beautiful idea that the new system would ding applicants when the 60 days would be over, but that feature has not yet been built in. So, but hopefully it will at some point.
Okay.
And when are we going to expect the acceptance without reservations with your caveat?
We should be able to put those within the next week.
Okay.
With 16 to do, it's a matter of pasting in all the description of the work we're doing and agree to it.
Thank you.
NSTAR for JFK Street, southwesterly from manhole 2080, approximately 120 feet, 23 feet southwest of Brattle, installing approximately 69 feet of conduit.
So this was continued for site visits, test pits, and 8M permit.
The 8M permit's been submitted. We haven't received it back yet.
Apparently the property owner has changed the pickup location or of your service. Were you aware of that?
No. Susan might have been.
I think it'll shorten your run.
The run?
Yeah.
Okay.
Motion to continue pending the 8M permit being filed, the approved 8M permit.
Well, we need the revised drawing based on the customer pickup point.
So continue pending submission of 8M permit and revised drawing of new route.
Yes.
Okay. So the motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
NSTAR for 1465 Mass Ave, southerly from manhole 187 at the intersection of Garden Street, installing approximately 142 feet of conduit.
So this says it was continued to see if there was an application from Exonet on this?
Yeah. Do you have any other information on that?
No.
I would make a motion to deny until we can get some further information from Exonet, whether that's the actual point of pickup or not.
So are we going to have to reapply if we deny it, or are we going to continue it? Because usually if we deny it, then we have to reapply and pay the money.
I just wouldn't want to see it every month. I mean, if we can...
I mean, we've denied once in the past where Exonet has not yet submitted. We did that about two months ago. We denied a few based on that as well. I think also from you guys.
Yes, we have, yeah. deny the petition, only because I don't think this location's going to, historically, and other approvals won't or even get this far, to be honest with you.
Okay, so it's denied.
On the motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Steve, I know you reviewed the minutes from last month. TJ, did you get a chance to?
I did.
All set?
All set.
And that's it for us.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Okay.